Now, boys and girls, last week we saw how the Apostle Paul had been taken a prisoner to the city of Caesarea, and he was to be the prisoner of the Roman governor. That man's name, you might remember, was Felix. And we finished off at that point where Paul had preached before Felix, and then Felix had told the Apostle Paul that when he had a more convenient time, he would call for him again and he would hear what he had to say. The sad thing about that is this, of course, that we never ever read about Felix having a more convenient time, having another opportunity. And as far as we know, he died the way that he lived, without the Lord Jesus Christ in his life, without believing that Jesus Christ was the Savior. Now, the Bible goes on to tell us that Paul was then kept in Caesarea as a prisoner for 2 whole years. And during that time, that man Felix tried to get some money out of the Apostle Paul. He may have thought that Paul had had some money with him, because the Lord's apostles sometimes gathered together money from the churches to give to the poorer churches in the city of Jerusalem. Whatever the whole thing finishes, when Festus then is taken away from being the governor of the city, and when a new governor is brought in his place. Now, the new governor's name then was Festus, and the Bible then goes on to tell us what happened with Paul under Festus as well. Festus didn't really know anything about the Jewish religion, so he didn't know what to do with Paul. However, one day a very, very important person came to Caesarea, came to the governor's palace, and his name was King Agrippa. Now, King Agrippa did know an awful lot about the Jewish religion, and so Festus went to him and he said, "King Agrippa, perhaps you would like to meet this man who has been kept a prisoner here for some years, and maybe you could give me a decision about his life and what I should do about him." Well, Agrippa said he would be happy to do that, so he said, "You bring this prisoner in and we'll pass a judgment on him." Now, if you read in the Acts of the Apostles, boys and girls, in chapter 25, you can do that sometime, you'll see what those scenes must have been like at that time in the Lord's apostles' life. And we're told that they came with great pomp and ceremony. Do you know what that means? That means, you ever see a great man in great robes and trumpets blowing and all the rest? Well, when King Agrippa came into that judgment hall, he would have come with a great robe on, probably a crown on his head, and he would have come striding in, and all the soldiers were round about the wall standing guard over the king, and the trumpets would have blown. And then Paul was brought. Now, Paul was brought out of prison, of course, and the Bible tells us that he had chains on his hands and on his feet. And so the Lord's apostle Paul was set before the judgment seat where Agrippa was, and there was Paul with these chains, just brought out of prison, in the midst of all of this pomp, in the midst of all of this glory, as men count glory. Well, Agrippa says, "Then go ahead and speak, Paul." And what Paul did, very simply, was this. He told how the Lord had dealt with him, how the Lord had met him on the Damascus Road. You remember we looked at that many, many months ago. And how the risen Christ had spoken from heaven to him. And how Paul had become a Christian. And just as he was preaching away, suddenly that man Festus, the governor, he jumped up and he said, "You're mad, Paul. Much learning, much studying has made you mad." And Paul said, "I am not mad, most noble Festus. I simply speak the words concerning eternal life in Jesus Christ the Lord." And then he went on to speak, and he turned to Agrippa and he said, "Agrippa, you know the things that I am speaking about. Do you believe the prophets?" He said, "I know that you believe the prophets." Now listen to what Agrippa said. Agrippa said, "Paul, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. Almost you persuade me. Almost you coax me," maybe we could say. "Almost you persuade me to be a Christian." And then the Lord's apostle said, "Well, Agrippa," he said, "it's not just that I would have you almost a Christian. I would have you a Christian through and through. I would have you a Christian fully. I would have you a Christian altogether." But again, boys and girls, we never ever read that King Agrippa became a Christian. Now let me gather in those three men for you. Felix, You remember what Felix said? When I have a better time, I'll think about it some other time. But boys and girls, or grown-ups, any of us, the Bible tells us that this is the time that we are to look to Jesus Christ as our Savior. That man Festus, of course, he was just absolutely opposed. You're mad, Paul, he says. You're absolutely mad. And Agrippa, maybe he's the saddest of all. Almost, he says, you persuade me to be a Christian. Almost. Do you know what almost is, boys and girls? Almost is not at all. Not at all. You see, if I said to you, almost I bought a new shirt this week, what would that mean? It would mean I hadn't bought a new shirt this week. You see, if you said to me, almost we went to London this week, that would mean you hadn't gone to London. When Agrippa said, almost you persuade me to be a Christian, that meant that he was never persuaded to be a Christian. So we have to be, in the words of the Apostle Paul, not almost, but we have to be fully, altogether persuaded in our hearts and our minds, and we have to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And then that's the mark indeed that we have become Christians, his people.